are working with local people.
Thank you both so much for the time. Appreciate you guys and looking forward to talking again really soon. And take good care. Have a great weekend, you two. And thanks again to all of our listeners out there, all of our guests here on Morning Magazine throughout the week. And of course, Pam Hilke doing an amazing job scheduling all this. Appreciate you, Pam. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be out of here with Badger Basketball coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
And a good afternoon. We welcome you to the Bahamas for the final day of the battle for Atlantis. The Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans here today in the third place game after both teams dropped overtime games in the winter bracket semifinals yesterday. Badgers dropping a heartbreaker to the Kansas Jayhawks 69-68 on a last-second basic tip-in from Bobby Pettifer Jr., USC dropping an overtime contest to 21st-ranked Tennessee. So these two teams, the quick turnaround, try to get their legs back underneath of them for what should be a good matchup on paper and on the court here today. Hello, everybody. Alongside Andy North, I'm Lane Grindle, and it's going to be great to have you with us for a post-Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're recovered from the turkey yesterday and ready for some basketball here today. We've got plenty more coming your way on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. We're going to talk to Jeff Patrikas from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. When we return, the Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have 1 foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker, man. You've already met him.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
Here, the battle for Atlantis, day number three and the final day of this battle for Atlantis. Badgers getting set to take on the USC Trojans, a future Big Ten matchup here in the consolation game, the third place game in this tournament. We are joined on the Fetch Rewards pregame show via the phone line by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jeff, always great to chat with you. What a game yesterday. The Badgers showing so much grit and toughness coming all the way back and having multiple opportunities to win it at the end of regular. And then, of course, looked like they got the stop at the end of overtime. But, of course, the putback by Bobby Pettiford ends up propelling Kansas to the championship. But really a classic game. One of the better games in college basketball, I would say, Jeff, so far this year.
Yeah, I think Greg Tegart summed it up well after the game. He said, look, we are not in the moral position. They believe they should have won that game, whether it's regulation or overtime. But they learned a lot about their team, and they showed that they can play well in a team that's ranked in the top five. You're down by 15, 41-26, you come back. You're down by 8, 50-52, and you come back in late regulation. But what they learned is the little things matter. They didn't get a loose ball at the end of regulation. It led to a kickout and a three. They didn't box out at the end of overtime. But if he just didn't focus on his man and look at the ball, and the kid throws it up, a little bit of luck, but he throws it up and it goes in. So do the little things. You turn a crushing loss into a game and you say, hey, that's a big victory for it. That's going to stand out on a resume.
Yeah, you know, and you'd like to learn those things in a win, of course. I think every coach would agree that that's the case. But those are the things that maybe don't show up as much against an inferior opponent. When it happens in a close game against a team like Kansas, you're going to take that with you the rest of the year. You will learn lessons from that.
Yeah, no, you're certainly not going to be pushed as Kansas did by a team like UW Green Bay or South Dakota. And USC will be an interesting test today in a completely different way. Yeah, that's why you play these tournaments, and that's what Greg said, too. He goes, these games early in the season are invaluable, and in particular when you've got a team where you've got, you know, Chucky, Tyler Wall, and Keith Crowley, the three most experienced guys, but everybody else around them, you know, a guy like Klesman has experience somewhere else, but in the program, a lot of guys around them are just going through significant, playing in significant roles for the first time. So these are the types of games you need to build a team.
Jeff, for you, a guy that's followed this program for a very long time, you've, of course, had a front row seat to watch Tyler Wall's development from day one on campus to what you saw yesterday, where you could just feel it. He wanted the basketball every time down the floor against the number three team in the country. How fun has it been to watch his evolution into the player he is?
Well, there's only one part of his game that he has not been able to improve significantly, and that's a three-point shot. That's mm-hmm. it. Everything else, he does exceptionally well. And I'll go back so far as to during the recruiting process when I, you know, wanted to see who this guy was that I knew they were recruiting. I drove up to Minnesota in the spring. This is before he had committed. He was still in high school to see an AAU tournament up there. And he was on a team with Zeke Maggi, who they were also recruiting. Zeke eventually signed with Arizona's in the pros now. And everything that I had heard about this kid, about defense, athletic ability, tenacity, he could run the point. He could defend point guard. He would rebound. All the things that would, as they said, you know, he's going to be a stat stuffer. It was all on display in that one day I watched him play. And I thought, now I know why they want this guy. And you can just see him. The foundation has always been there. But he's gotten better as a player, much better as a post player now. He can take guys off the dribble and get to the rim despite not having a three-point shot, which continues to amaze me. Because you would think guys would say, we're just going to lay off him. But they don't. And if they come up too far, he just blows right by them because of his athletic ability and ability to handle the ball. He's a hell of a player. And if he decides to come back next year, take advantage of the COVID year, that's going to be a huge recruiting boost for them for next year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. When you look at today, these tournaments are great because you're playing great competition day in, day out. But it's also when you're playing three games, and this is kind of the swing game. I mean, it really determines if this is a great trip or if it was a trip where you got some work in and you learned a lot about yourselves, but the resume didn't take the big step up that you wanted it to. This is a huge game in that regard.
57.5% shooting or worse. So how does Wisconsin shoot the ball against a team that appears to be a good defensive team? And also, both teams are coming off overtime losses. Both teams could have won their game. So how are they mentally? Are they ready to go right from the start, or is there a little bit of lingering, man, we should have won that game yesterday, and that they have to fight them? That, to me, I'm really curious to see who is the sharper team early.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate it. Enjoy 50-degree weather tomorrow for the Gopher game.
A little football. I'm not sure it'll be 50 degrees in the press box.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Jeff. Jeff Patrikas with us here from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Black Friday is here at Menards, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Relax your aching muscles with a new Impact Massager. Get it for a steal, only $19.99. Take your game to the next level with a new gaming chair. It's comfortable and only $59.99 after sale price and rebate. Hurry into Menards this Black Friday for more great deals. Doors open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Back with you here from the Bahamas on the Fetch Rewards pregame show, and we are joined by Badger Men's Basketball Director of Operations, Mark Vandewettering, and you're the one that gets tasked with putting this all together and making it kind of work seamlessly, and being on this trip, I can say that it has so far. I'm sure there's been stressful points behind the scenes for you, but it really does take a lot to put together a week like this.
Yeah, it's a almost a year-long process, you know, and we're starting with our getting our aircraft locked in, and then get everything ready with the hotel. You know, moving 164 people from Madison out in the Bahamas is no easy task. So we get everything ready, working with the hotel, working with the tournament, a lot of logistics behind the scenes to get it all rolling, but happy to be here. It's a great experience. They put on a great tournament here for us.
You know, during the regular season, when you travel charter, you're traveling with a much smaller travel party, and you probably have one airline that you deal with consistently. Some of these, you're probably dealing with somebody that the tournament puts you in touch with, correct?
Yeah, so I mean, this obviously being Thanksgiving week is the busiest travel week of the year. So that impacts us on the charter side as well. So, you know, throughout the year, we've got a great partnership with Delta. They take great care of us, but obviously being Thanksgiving week, they've got a lot of traffic that they've got to move. So, yeah, we go with a different airline. You know, it's great. This one that we went with, this Global X, was awesome this time around. It's our first time flying with them. But there's just a lot of logistics with a new plane, a new company, you know, kind of get everything sorted out, how they want their manifest submitted. Will the meals be there on time? All those. All those little things that matter only when they go wrong. So, but everything's been good so far. Can't complain.
Badgers were here in 14, 18, and now again 4 years later. How much does that help? Kind of knowing the lay of the land, understanding what the tournament's going to provide, what maybe you need to go above and beyond with on your own?
Yeah, it's a huge advantage for us, to be honest with you. You know, I was here in 14 as the assistant director of ops and 18 as the director of ops. So my second go around as the director of ops. And just having that, you know, experience going through this, knowing the faces, knowing the people, we've got the same security guard, you have the same team host, you know, same event manager that's helping us with all of our meals. And the tournament folks are all the same. So that familiarity, you know, bridges that gap a lot easier for us. So whether it being our first time, it'd be a little bit harder for us. But that familiarity really helps us get more comfortable in. You know, we kind of anticipated a check-in process on Monday. A little chaotic, but, you know, we get everybody to the room, get everyone settled. But you just know that's coming when you're getting 166 people checked in at the same time. It's going to be a lot of moving parts, but, you know, get everybody here, get everyone settled, and let them have some good time on the beach.
And as you said, look, this is a little bit different traveling party than normal. So you've got some donors with you, some fans, and, of course, more administration side as well and their families. And so that adds all to it a little bit.
I mean, everybody's here to have a good time as well. You know, there's obviously a work trip for us and trying to get three games in, three wins. But, you know, it's a good time for everybody. And everybody wants to have fun time with their family on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, there's just everybody's got their little thing that they want to do, get some reservations at different places, whether it's some experience that they want to go swim with the dolphins or something that they want to help with. You know, I'm here to help make sure that goes well for them.
And if people were curious, yes, there was a Thanksgiving meal last night provided.
Yes, there was. And getting a room set for 85 people to eat Thanksgiving is no easy task. But, you know, it went well. Turkey was great. Everybody had a good time. So we're just thankful to be here.
Being in not just this tournament for the third time, but being in these tournaments almost yearly, how much has that helped and how much has that kind of made it fun for the fans? Because they can plan out and plan.
Exactly. You know, these trips are the most fun ones of the year. You know, this and the NCAA tournament, I think it's hard to beat these. You know, this tournament does a great job. It's a great experience for fans. You know, I'd highly encourage fans to come attend this. This is a special one. You know, this in Maui. They're up there as two of the best in college basketball for a reason, and we're going to come as often as they'll have us.
Yeah, I've done both tournaments now. Mm-hmm. Maui's great, but the way this one's set up where everything's on campus makes it just that much more convenient.
Oh, yeah, the logistics of not having to get buses to the hotel, to the arena, that's just an added layer. You know, here you meet in the lobby with the team and probably with the team that you're playing against, and you're walking through the casino over to the arena together, so. It's such a unique setup, but it's special. And, you know, it gets the fans involved. You know, they can watch the team going right to the game. So it's so unique and intimate that, you know, it's really, really special for the fans.
Well, Mark, congratulations on a lot of hard work that has come to fruition this week. It's been a real seamless trip.
Yeah, thank you, Lane.
You bet. Mark VandeWettering with us here, the director of ops for Badger men's basketball. We got plenty more of the Fetch Rewards pregame show when we return. It's the Badger Notebook with Patrick Curry with us. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hello, DoorWorks. This is Kathy.
I need to talk to Doorman.
One moment, please.
Doorman here. How can I help?
Doorman, my garage door is so old and crappy looking. I need a new door and opener.
All done, ma'am.
Wow, so quick. I'm impressed.
It was an open and closed case. You get it?
Oh, Doorman, you're my hero.
Call DoorWorks today, 424-5777.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Aho, Wisconsin, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Back with you courtside here at the Battle for Atlantis as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Badgers getting set for the third place game against the USC Trojans here today on the resort of Atlantis. And we're joined, as we are every game, courtside by Patrick Herb from UW Athletics. Patrick, first, this has been a great experience. Yesterday was a tough loss, but this has been a great experience for everybody involved.
Yeah,
how can you not have a good time here?
It's special. And we've talked about this on this segment before. But, you know, one of the things I really love is the unique oddities that this provides, and I take mental notes. So one, for example, we're in a ballroom. There are no locker rooms, so the teams are in auxiliary meeting rooms, locker rooms. They just put folding chairs out and a dry erase board. There are also no bathrooms.
Yeah, they're using the same bathrooms.
So they're using the same bathroom as the fans out in the lobby. And so before our first game on against Dayton, Greg Gard had to do a little pregame business, and he's waiting three deep in line in the bathroom. It's funny, novelties of that. Yesterday, Bill Self was signing autographs on his way to the post-game press conference, and so it actually delayed his press conference because he's signing autographs, because when you walk from your locker room to the press conference, you're walking through the aisle where the fans are exiting the arena. So little oddities like that. They did a send-off. The Badgers fans did a send-off yesterday for the team as they were walking from the hotel to the arena, and it was awesome. There were a couple hundred fans out there yelling and cheering, and they get to have such fans and kids in particular. I have a 10-year-old son who's here, and they get to have such close access to the athletes that it's really neat for them.
Yeah.
And the guys on this Wisconsin team in particular are super accommodating with taking pictures and autographs, and they know that they're role models and idols for young kids, and some of those things make it awesome. And I'll tell you what, yesterday's game was painful. Obviously, it's a loss that stings, and Coach Gard told them that in the locker room, like, this should sting, and it does, but you can't lose sight of what you did accomplish and what you showed and what you proved to yourselves, you proved to others, that you can play with anybody in the country, and you're good enough probably when you do things the right way to beat anybody. But I'll say this, it's probably a great thing that this team gets to play right away again.
Right.
You get that taste out of your mouth right away, because you can't dwell on it. They were bummed for a while, but then you have to flush it. They had a scouting report a couple hours after the loss for their next opponent, USC, once we learned who we play. So I think that's probably a really good thing for them, and hopefully they can get this win. And if they can come out of here 2-1 with a 1-point loss to the number 3 team in the country, I'd be a pretty successful trip.
I don't think anybody's upset about the fact that the other game went into overtime also. That does help,
point.
And you get a little more time
to
recover.
Yeah, Wisconsin team was tired at the end of that game.
Yes.
Tyler Wall looked gassed down the stretch, and you can't fault him for that. He was incredible. Had a 6th double-double of his career, 23 points and 10 rebounds, and at one point scored, I think, 9 straight for Wisconsin, and just put the team on his back, and that's what you want to see out of a senior. But yeah, they needed their rest last night. I didn't see Tyler Wall walking around the resort or pools last night.
Well, hey, big weekend for Wisconsin athletics. Volleyball, the defending national champs, trying to get another Big Ten championship this weekend. They got Nebraska and Ohio State, and then, of course, the battle for the Axe coming up tomorrow.
Incredible weekend as a Badger fan to just kind of sit back and watch big-time games. Basketball, obviously, here. The women's team is playing in the Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands. They played Georgia yesterday and played really well for three quarters and then let the lead slip away, but then they play again today against Seton Hall. But, yeah, volleyball goes for a four-peat. They go for their fourth straight Big Ten championship this weekend. They need to win one out of two. If they win today, they clinch a share, and if they win both, they win the outright. So tonight's match is 7 o'clock at Nebraska, huge rival. Mm-hmm. Great scheduling by the Big Ten here. Wisconsin goes the top four teams in the country, or in the conference, all play each other this weekend. So Wisconsin goes to Nebraska, to Ohio State. Challenging travel, if you wanna talk about it. Wisconsin's going to have to play at Nebraska at 7 o'clock tonight, get on a plane afterwards, fly to Columbus to play a game again tomorrow night in Columbus, switching time zones. That's demanding. It's one thing to play back-to-back like the Badgers are doing here in basketball, back-to-back days. It's another thing to have a plane ride in between and getting into Columbus at 2 in the morning. But awesome stakes. This is important. Wisconsin is fifth right now in the volleyball RPI, which they use for seeding for the NCAA tournament. The top four seeds get to host throughout all the way to the final four, if you will. So Wisconsin, with two wins this weekend, would almost certainly, you would think, climb into that top four and have a really good shot to be one of those host seeds the whole way through. So huge weekend for that program, who is, again, doing marvelous things. And then Saturday football. I mean, the Axe game is what it's all about. And there's an empty trophy case in the Wisconsin locker room right now where that Axe is supposed to fit. And that's they've been staring that down all week and all season, really, that thing has been empty. And that burns in them. In fact, their weightlifting session on their right when they turned the page from their win at Nebraska, they had video of jump around playing at the Gopher Stadium last year when they beat the Badgers and won the Axe. So just twist that a little bit and just let it burn and fuel you in this game. So 2:30 on that one on Saturday. Sounds like we'll get back hopefully just in time. The weather's going to be nice. I hope fans show up and be loud, and Wisconsin can finish this weekend off with a lot of wins.
Yeah, how often do you have 50-degree weather for the Battle for the Axe?
That's right. I've been in a lot of snowstorms for that axe instead.
Take advantage of that if you can. Patrick, this has been a great trip. Thanks for joining us all trip long.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
You bet. Patrick Herb with us here. Courtside at the Battle for Atlantis. Badgers and Trojans getting set for the third place game. We're about 30 minutes away from tip-off. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And we welcome you to the Battle for Atlantis, day number three of this tournament. It's been a great event so far. The Badgers in the third place game taking on the USC Trojans about 26 or more minutes from now. Hello, everybody. Alongside Andy North, I am Lane Grindle. Great to have you with us on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. And Andy, heartbreaker yesterday. Kind of hard to get past that one if you're a fan, but the Badgers don't have that luxury as players. They had to turn the page quickly.
I think the biggest key to this game maybe today is both teams have come off tough losses. Yeah. Which team can bring the energy and the consistency of physicality to this game? I think Wisconsin has a big advantage if they can be very physical with Southern Cal.
Today is a day where the strength and conditioning coaches earn their paycheck, right?
Oh, absolutely, because you know, and you look at not only 3 days in a row, but these guys haven't lifted and done the things they normally do
right.
2 days before games at home. So they haven't lifted probably since when we came down here on Monday. They probably last lifted on Saturday or Sunday. So, you know, your body gets broken down a little bit. It gets to be kind of part of the routine. You like to go through it. You feel stronger. You know, you
right.
you feel like you've got an advantage because you're doing that. It helps you psychologically. So this is going to be a test on willpower and mental toughness of these two teams.
Well, Badgers had a great effort yesterday. Tyler Wall was so big down the stretch. You could just see him wanting the basketball every trip down the floor.
Well, and that's what we've seen out of Tyler over the last really year and a half. When he gets in his head that he's going to the rim, he's going to the rim. There's no one that's going to stop him. And he's usually so good with the ball. He has such a good handle for a bigger guy that he can get it in there in traffic and people are digging on him and he still is able to not kick it around too often. So that's a big deal. And you just like to see his mentality. And he looks like he's ready to go again today in the warm-ups. And that's what it takes. It takes, if your best player is going at it 100 miles an hour, that always helps.
Well, as is typically the case in the Battle for Atlantis, everybody's good. And in the third place game, the Badgers get the Trojans, who won 26 games a season ago. We've got more coming your way. We're going to check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
Go to touchdown, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 54. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Back with you here on the Fetch Rewards pregame show as the Badgers getting set for their final game here in the Bahamas, taking on the USC Trojans. We are joined by Badgers coach Greg Gard. And coach, yesterday, kind of a classic game, unfortunately on the wrong end of it, but boy, you talked about it afterwards. Found out a lot about your team in that game.
Yeah, we did. You know, and I think going back through the film, there was a lot more good things than not good. Obviously, the final score was one of the not good things and how that last possession of regulation and overtime played out. But, you know, a lot of things we can learn from, a lot of things we'll get better from that'll push us forward. So you got to quickly learn. Should have called your guy Craig at the Brewers. Baseball's used to turn around and playing it after a heartbreaker. So you got to flip the page quick, you know, go in with the blank slate today and prepare for a good USC team.
The way that game was played, too, I mean, both teams were tired by the end of that game. You go into overtime, and there's a lot of up and down the floor, a lot of great defense played in some big moments. How hard is that to come back the next day after a game in the style in which you just played?
Well, I think we're all in that position, too, because yeah. USC Tennessee yep. went overtime as well, and we're all third game in 3 days, so hopefully, you know, our conditioning, our offseason, our depth, all those things. But more than anything, I think what I've emphasized with the guys is mentally you can't let that be a distractor. You can't. These guys are used to playing three games in 3 days, sometimes more when they're in the AU circuit. Now it's not the intensity and physicality and all the stakes aren't as high as what it is here, but they're used to this. They're young. But I think the biggest thing is mentally they can't let that be a barrier for them to perform well.
Greg, another really impressive performance by Connor Siege, and he keeps getting better on the defensive end. And I think people see him knocking down threes, but it's what he's doing away from the basketball that's getting him those looks.
Yeah, he's got a great feel for the game. He really moves well without the ball, and you know, and I haven't put a whole lot of special things in for him, a couple here or there, but you know, he gets things organically and creates things organically just with his ability to move away from the ball and his understanding of the game, and that's something you can't teach. You know, he's innately has come to Wisconsin with that ability, and it's only going to get better because he's going to get bigger, stronger, more experienced, all those things. So, you know, it's just the challenge for him is now he's going to be on, you know, climbing up the list on people's scouting reports. He's going to get defended a little differently and a little with more focus on him. So how does he adapt and move his game to another level when that happens?
It really looks like one of your glue guys, if you will, is going to be Max Klesmet. He just does not back down. The three he hit with Grady Dick closing out on him, it almost felt like a message at that point, like, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's a competitor, you know, and I think he's fit perfectly in the transition from Wofford. He fits like he's been here for 2, 3, 4 years. He's very similar to guys that have played in that role before him that we've talked about a lot with Gosser, Showalter, and Brad Davison most recently. But, you know, he makes winning plays, and it doesn't necessarily jump off the page when you look at the final stats, but he impacts winning, and he obviously impacted that game yesterday in a positive way. I think he got better with Grady Dick as the game went on. He took him a little bit early to understand, you know, you can't give him much air, much space. He gets it off quick, and that experience will help him become a better defender even than he is right now.
More with Coach when we return after this on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here from the Bahamas. The Badgers getting set to take on the Trojans in the final game of the Battle for Atlantis. We're joined by Badgers men's coach Greg Gard and coach Tyler Wall. Was so special down the stretch in that game. That's what you expect from a preseason All Big Ten caliber player.
Yeah, I mean he's a terrific player. He's just developed immensely, and I see more than anything probably off the floor is how his leadership in the huddles. He was pretty animated yesterday in a few huddles in terms of how we needed to compete and what we needed to do to change the course of that game, and other guys jumped on and followed his lead. So, obviously he's a terrific player. You see that on the floor, and his game has evolved, but I've noticed a big jump in his leadership and his voice here recently.
You mentioned it. USC goes into overtime with Tennessee yesterday, so they're kind of in the same boat that you are, and even less time to recover because they played after the Badgers did yesterday. But this is a really talented team that won 26 games a year ago out of the Pac-12.
Yeah, it's, you start with the point guard, Boogie Ellis, is, one of the more dynamic players in the country. And Drew Peterson, who he was right down the road in Illinois when he came out of high school and went to Rice, and then obviously ended up at USC here for the last two or three years. But, a really talented group around those two guys, too. You mentioned the success that Coach Enfield has had there. He's developed a winning culture coming from Florida Gulf Coast several years ago. So they understand what it takes to win. I think for us it's going to be we have to stay true to what makes us good. And we're going to see a little different things today in terms of probably more zone than we've seen all year already. How do we handle that? The decisions that we make defensively, we have to be disciplined and position oriented around Peterson and around Ellis. At the same time, we can't let those other guys get comfortable and be the ones that make the difference.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
All right, thanks.
Badger basketball coach Greg Gard with us here at the Bahamas as the Badgers get set for the Trojans in the final game in the Battle for Atlantis. Back with more after this. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes. Another sack.
Cue up, jump around. and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
On the Veteran Rewards pregame show, Bad Boy Moore's Battle for Atlantis here in the Bahamas. Badgers and the USC Trojans getting set for the third place game. It's time for the Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. And here's your matchups today, already underway for Indiana at home in the Hoosier Tip-Off Classic against Jackson State. They're tied at 9 early on in the first half in that one. You've got Coppin State visiting Maryland. That one is in Maryland in College Park. In Orlando, Nebraska, who dropped one yesterday to Oklahoma. They will try to do better against a Memphis squad led by Penny Hardaway. That is in the State Farm Fieldhouse in the ESPN Events Invitational coming up later on tonight. Iowa and Clemson in the Emerald Coast Classic down in Florida. Iowa ranked 25th in the country. Lafayette is at Penn State later today. Lindenwood visits Champaign to take on 16th-ranked Illinois. Purdue and Gonzaga in the Phil Knight Legacy in Portland. That'll be a really good one. Purdue 24th in the country. Gonzaga at number 6 in the country. And Oregon and Michigan State will battle in the Phil Knight Invitational in Portland, Oregon as well. So some good matchups in the Big Ten here over the course of this Black Friday. Badgers and the Trojans getting set to go here this afternoon. When we continue, we'll give you the Nissan keys to the game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and Hoops fans everywhere.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing, and we've got you covered with lots of gift ideas at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store. Find all you need for your car or truck, plus lots of other neat ideas for the whole family. All in stock, all specially priced for the holidays. And if you have someone on your list that's just too hard to buy for, then stop in and buy a Bumper to Bumper gift card. It can be the perfect gift. Happy holidays from us to you. And thank you for shopping at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Back with you courtside here at the Battle for Atlantis. Getting closer and closer to tip between the Badgers and the Trojans in the third place game and the final day of this Battle for Atlantis. And it's time now for our Nissan Keys to the Game. Andy North, what do you got for this matchup here today?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting. USC really likes to get out run a lot like Kansas did. They do it a little bit differently, but they like to get out. They shoot 46%, and part of that is because they get a lot of really good shots on the transition. So the Badgers, you're probably going to see a lot of the same as we saw yesterday, where there wasn't a lot of offensive rebounding for Wisconsin because they're going to try to get back. So I think that also puts an awful lot of pressure on the rebounding. UCLA is not a great rebounding team. They're about even with their opponents, as Wisconsin is. So who can rebound the ball today is going to be huge. We saw Wisconsin give 14 offensive rebounds yesterday. That killed them. They've got to figure out a way to rebound a little bit better. And then I think it's just comes down to how tough Wisconsin's going to be. Can they out-physical these guys? Usually, the West Coast teams don't like to get punched in the mouth very much, so if we can get after them early, punch them in the mouth, do some of the things that we do well physically, defensively, that sort of thing, I think that'll be a big advantage.
Now, you mentioned rebounding. I got to think that's going to be fresh on their minds coming into today after yesterday.
I'm sure they heard a little bit about that last night.
Probably a good bet. Probably a good bet. Well, we have plenty more coming your way. When we continue, we'll be back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Back with you here at the Battle for Atlantis as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Badgers and Trojans getting set for the final game of their tournaments. Of course, this is the first game of the day. Kansas and Tennessee will play later on tonight for the championship. These two teams lost overtime games. Badgers to the Jayhawks yesterday and the Trojans to Tennessee yesterday as well. Time now for our UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers and treating you. And the first 2 days of this tournament, Jacoby Neath has not been available. He is not suited again here today, so he will not be able to participate in any of these three games in the Battle for Atlantis. Everybody else relatively healthy, though, for the Badgers. Time now for the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And we take a look at the USC Trojans. They come in at 4-2 on the year. They lost their opener to Andy Enfield's former club, the Florida Gulf Coast team that he, of course, helped dub the nickname of Dunk City with. And hard to believe that was 10 years ago. Andy Enfield is in his 10th season at the helm of the Trojans. Trojans. Of course, the other loss came yesterday to Tennessee. They start one forward and technically four guards, but a lot of length to those guards in that backcourt for the Trojans. The one forward is the junior Joshua Morgan. He's 6'11", 235 pounds out of Sacramento, California. He's a Long Beach State transfer. Drew Peterson is one guard. He's a veteran. He's a transfer from Rice, preseason All-American, according to Sporting News. He's averaging 14.7 points per contest and 7.8 rebounds per game. Trey White is another guard. He's a freshman out of Dallas, Texas. Reese Dixon Waters, another guard, a sophomore, 6'5" out of Long Beach, California. He's averaging just under 10 points per contest. And then Boogie Ellis, another really good player for this USC squad. He has scored 21 and 27 points in this tournament here in the Bahamas over the first 2 days. The senior out of San Diego, California, and the Memphis transfer has been great. He's averaging 18 and a half on the year for the Trojans. That's their starting five. Here's the Badgers starting five here today. They will start like they have been starting over the course of this tournament and over the course of the season. And one guard, of course, the point guard, the sophomore Chucky Hepburn, 6'2", 211 pound out of Bellevue West High School in Omaha, Nebraska. He is averaging 8.2 points per game. Preseason All Big Ten for Chucky. Another guard, 6'3", 200 pound transfer out of Wofford, Nina, Wisconsin product, the junior Max Klesman, had the big three in the face of Grady Dick yesterday. Had a very good game again for Max Klesman. He's played well in this tournament. He's averaging 7.2 points per game. Another guard, the junior 6'4", 198 pounder out of La Crosse, Jordan Davis, averaging 6.4 points per contest. And then, of course, the front court. It one forward is Tyler Wall, who was so big yesterday, 23-10 against the Jayhawks. He's averaging 14 points per game, preseason All Big Ten, also adding 7.4 rebounds per game for Tyler Wall. And then the big man in the middle, the 7-footer, Stephen Crowell, the junior, averaging 8.6 points per game and 7.2 rebounds a contest, rounds out the starting five for Greg Gard in his eighth season, 148 wins against 79 losses, and of course the reigning 2022 Big Ten Coach of the Year. We're getting closer to tip. Badgers and the Trojans. We got the opening tip-off when we return, presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. It's just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. And traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Goes left side, picked up, ball.